93.7, the River City's new classic rock, Dog and Joe show. We were just back. You know, we got this communal little supermarket, little quickie store set up here at the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. So we jump out every now and again if the song's on. We'll go get a water or whatever. They got frozen burritos in there and candy bars and all this stuff. So I went back there, actually at the water cooler, to fill up my cup with water. And who do I run into wearing his snazzy pink polo shirt? One Jack Armstrong from the A&G show. Joe heard this exchange go down. He knows I'm not making this up.
No, this is true.
He was back there, and he starts talking to us. Hey, Jack, what's going on? What's swinging there? Big A&G dude, hey, what's up? And he says, did you guys hear about this study? One out of eight Americans are alcoholics. And I said, well, no, I think it'd be two out of eight, Jack, because they didn't contact me. And he goes, well, I thought it'd be something you guys might want to talk about on your show. You know, you got to make fun of it. And I told Jack, and I looked him in the eye, I said, hey, we take our drinking serious here on the Dog and Joe show. There's no joking around about it. He kind of looks at me. He's like, well, got to walk down the hall.
We got to invite him in for a Friday 10:30 beer sometime. Let him know how serious we do take our drinking.
Yeah, I don't think Armstrong, I don't think he does that.
Oh, he don't drink?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, Joe does. Yeah, Joe does. I had a beer with him when we went to Pebble Beach. But, yeah, I don't think Jack does that. He don't want to spill it on that pink shirt.
No.
You don't want to get beer on that damn thing. He looks snazzy today.
That's salmon.
Sorry, Jack, salmon. So I came in and I pulled it up because I hadn't heard about the study, and it's out. One in eight Americans are now alcoholics due to an alarming rise in the alcohol consumption in women, old people, and ethnic minorities.
Really?
So the chicks, the old-timers, and the ethnic minorities, they're slamming the hooch. So that's what it is. It's one in eight. And I want to read down to this or scroll down to this and share this with you.
With marijuana becoming legal in so many states, that is surprising to me that liquor is going up.
And it's jumped up. And they've been doing these studies, as they always do, and they've seen this increase. And they don't know why exactly. But these increases constitute a public health crisis that may have been overshadowed by increases in much less prevalent substance use, like the marijuana, the opiates, and the heroin, which is just commanding and taking up all the time in the media.
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, whoa, you need to step back a little bit and look at all this booze and beer and wine people are drinking. People are getting out of hand with it, and it's just as bad as this opioid problem. It's real. I'm not going to bore you with the stats, but they say one in eight people in America are alcoholics.
That's a lot. That's a high number right there.
It is, and on this show right now, we got to change that stat to three in eight, because you and I, we are what is considered to be alcoholic.
I don't like that at all, hearing that, but I'm going to go home and have a drink tonight.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, man, I can't handle this news. I'm going to drown my sorrows. I think the number still is 15 drinks or more a week for a man. For a guy, it's anything over, I believe, two beers a night.
So I've got 10 done by Friday. 11 if you want to count the beer that we have in the morning.
So. And then listen, that's just crazy. For anyone in their car right now that has the radio on, 11 if you want to count to what we have in the morning.
Well, it's 10:30.
In the morning.
It's still
drinks
morning.
Beer in the morning.
We do. On Fridays.
We just do that for the after show.
Maybe you do. I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't want to tell you this, but there's a little pre-show I do. I do that at my house on Friday, and I have one there by myself.
I have two drinks at night. I mean, that's not getting, you know, handled or whatever, but I have a couple drinks every day.
Well, and they say, too, here's the big thing with it. There's an uptick in binge drinking, which is, like I've told you, I'm not proud of it. It's what I would do. Not a drop Monday through probably even Friday sometimes. But then on Saturday, you know, I'd let the pigeons loose. And I'd have probably too many. I mean,
what's too many? 12?
Well, I don't want to put a number on it.
Yeah, why don't we?
I'm not good with numbers. You know, but, you know, few.
I've had 12 drinks, over 12 drinks, both Saturdays the past two weekends.
Yeah, well, we put the screws to them at Green Day.
I put the screws to it at Midnight Mass.
Yeah.
That was two weekends in a row that I drank way more than I typically do.
Yeah, I don't drink throughout the week, but last night I had four beers. I had some of those California lagers from Ankerstein.
Oh, you did?
The Red Box. Fantastic beers. Yeah, so I had four last night. Today I got a golf game. I might have two or three more, four more. Then I don't know. Then Saturday I don't know where I'm going to be or who I'll be with. It just seems like I always just end up with the wrong crowd, and there's always beer there, and I'll have a couple.
I fold to peer pressure. A lot of people will be walking around me with a beer in their hand, and I'll try not to drink, and they force it upon me.
That's not peer pressure. That's beer pressure. That's what that is.